Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Jim Harder back on the show. Jim's been a great member of our Brain Trust over the years, but we haven't talked to him for a while, and we're going to fix that today. He's a chief scientist with Gallup, and he's a big part of their workplace management practice. He's the author of Well-Being, the Five Essential Elements, co-author of 12, The Elements of Great Managing, and he is the research force behind a major effort that the Gallup organization has been deploying over the last 5 years or so on the future of work and understanding not just that big global thought, Jim, but the internals, right? And that's what we're here to talk about today, some of the internals of the future of work. What do you think?
Yeah, hi, Jim. Great to be with you again.
Welcome back. We're glad you're here. Congratulations on continuing to put your money where your mouth is on your initial thought of the future of work. Today we're talking about one of the internals is the association between employee engagement and the management structure of the company and how that contributes to the overall success of the company and how critical that is to the success of the company, right?
That's right. We've been learning that just about every organization wants to do something about their culture. And the key we found is changing from a culture of boss to coach, because that aligns with the new workforce and what's really good for people in general anyway. But the new workforce is really a changed expectation about what work should be. People don't come to work anymore expecting a boss. They want someone to coach and develop them.
Well, should we start thinking that about it like that? Should we quit hiring people and talk to them about managing? And is when we hire people, talk to them about coaching, should we start calling people coaches instead of managers?
Well, that'd be a good start. I think that the term manager is going to be difficult to take away. But if we just kind of transition how we refer to great managing, which is really about developing people, it's a clear expectation, not just delegating, but actually developing people and helping them see their future, it'd be a big change.
Well, you know, I've spent a lot of time on the show talking about leadership, Jim, and the power of leadership, the elements of leadership, the components. What's fundamental? What's in the foundation? What's on the top? And I've actually had people argue with me on this show that we shouldn't be teaching our managers to be leaders. I've actually had people argue with me about that. Talk about a dinosaur. Talk about somebody who's a Tyrannosaurus Rex waiting to become extinct. Are there still people out there like that?
Well, I think it takes a while to change general workplace culture, including how managers approach their jobs, because there's some systemic issues that affect, you know, whether people are successful or not. So how do people even get into the role of manager or leader? I think that's mm-hmm. a real fundamental issue that organizations need to deal with. Mm-hmm. But the good news is there's scientific methods for getting it right. And so we just need to leverage those methods. The science of management has advanced significantly, but I would argue the practice of management hasn't kept up. And so we've got to implement really efficient methods so that people can leverage human nature at work.
Someone once said, "We lead people, and you manage things." And when we're hiring managers, as we're training managers, and we're expecting them to do their job, oftentimes I think we probably do talk to them about managing things like sales and inventory and accounts receivable and things like that. We talk to them about managing those things when every one of those things is attached to a person that they are also part of their world. And you know, one of my mentors once said, if you take care of the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. And if so, could we say, if you take care of the people, the things will take care of themselves? Could we say that?
I think that makes a lot of sense to me. And I think it starts with changing the demand and the expectations of the role. So it has to start with accountability around what is the job of managing people. And you know, so we really have to make that an expectation and put measurement around it so that they have I think people tend to gravitate to where they have measurement, right? So if
right.
we have measurement around people, managers are more likely to pay attention
right.
to people aspects. And the good news is there are methods for doing that.
Hey, Jim, I want to talk about that. I want to get into the research, into the numbers a little bit when we come back, folks. This is fascinating stuff. These are numbers that will be impactful for you. They will get your attention after the break. Jim Harder's our guest. He's with the Gallup Organization. He's the chief scientist there. 22. I'm Jim Blaxinger. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.